listen to podcasts that are recorded on the side of the road with too much traffic noise. Well, excuse me. And then he also said, you only ever talk about Big Fatty, Faye Driver, and Mark in Canada. Well, that's true. I mean, everyone talks about Big Fatty, so it's not really fair to accuse me of doing something that everybody does. It's a bit like saying, everybody drinks water, so now I'm not going to do it. So, yes, occasionally I talk about Big Fatty, but it's normally when I'm saying, we're talking about something that's gross, or fat, or bacon, or whatever.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Well, excuse me. I don't listen to podcasts that are about Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4648. BFO for Wednesday the 3rd of December 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and open some of these packages, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty, or something. Is that right?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Do I get an entry? $1 into the pot?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Maybe I'm thinking of another show.
Downtown. And a holiday good morning to you, you crazy, confused thing, you.
Colorful, magical, wonderful, wow. The captain is coming, just look at him now.
Hello, travelers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you travelers, because y'all Big Fatty is, when you hear this, except Moose Pete, Big Fatty will be in Earl Grey on his way to the Hatlanta. But y'all, wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was a little Aussie Battler Scotty and Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. And finally, that was Alan in the Ock, or as Miss Bacon said, the Yuck. Captain Kangaroo. Dick, I see y'all. Time to open the old Advent mock and calendar, the Wicked official Advent calendar. Let's see if we can find day number 3 here now. 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Y'all, I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Y'all, it's a long little envelope. And look at that. It's got a pencil in it. And it is kind of a bluish pencil with a black eraser. Big Fatty. That's kind of fine. Y'all, it's a very nice design on there. So, once again, I will post a picture. I'll post a picture of the Advent calendar gift ads, probably on Friday. Yes, Big Fatty. I just love this music. It's just kind of nice and a little toe tapper, and you know, without being too bad. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, not much to report from yesterday. It was a quiet afternoon here at the villa, and y'all, I did get a notice from my homeowners association. I noticed Dr. Stone and Mr. Tappo. Hang on a second. Where is it? No, that's the other thing. Big Fatty?
Okay, where is it? Oh, Big Fatty, you shredded it. That's right, I did shred it.
But anyway, our homeowners dues are not going to go up this coming year. And they'll be I think it's $425 every 6 months. But Mr. Cackles and Dr. Stones were jumping. They were like as if they were Mexican jumping beans. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I did pull out my valise to Popeye for the trip to Hatlanta. I think I mentioned I got all my clothes washed and everything, and made more nuts and bolts. Y'all, it was just a quiet evening. I missed the news. Why did I miss the news? I don't remember why I missed the news, but I missed it. I missed the news, but y'all, I did catch the Jeopardy, and y'all, the cutie patootie Harrison, reigning champ, y'all, he had won 14 games in a row, and y'all, he was defeated, I tell you. So I'm sorry to see him go, because I really thought he was a very good player. But I watched that, and y'all, then I had forgotten that it was the Monday night, that it was the Wonderful World of Dizzy. The Wonderful World of Disney Holiday Spectacular. And y'all, it had that that Derek Huff, Huff and a Puff, as the host. And, you know, they had all these different groups and people singing. Thank goodness they were singing Crema carols, because, y'all, I didn't know who the hell most of them were. Anyway, it was nice, y'all. It was 2 hours, so I recorded the second hour, because by 9 o'clock, y'all, I was in the bed. I was in the bed snoring it up. Tossed and turned a little bit last night. Big Fatty, did Whitman Tinker come visit? I don't think so. I just tossed and turned a little bit. got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all had cheese toast for my brofkas and some bells and stars. Unlike Casey in Denver, I ate more than one bell and one star. had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, the Wordle was tough. Let's see. And y'all, I have elected not to go to the senior size class today. I just didn't feel it. The rain is coming down outside right now. I think it's supposed to be over with early afternoon. Y'all, I'm recording this when I should be at the senior size class at 10 a.m. in the morning. But I'm not. I'm not at the senior size class. Y'all, Granny just did a FaceTime with me. I said, "Oh, what's up, Granny?" And he was just, "Oh, it's just checking in. I hadn't talked to you." And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." Y'all, he was at the Walmart. You know, he works in the delicatessen. He was frying chicken nuggets or something like that. I don't know what the hell he was doing. Y'all, I think that pretty much, oh, and, you know, since I'm not going to be here for Hump Day, I did go and look at the Vons East Circular, even though I'm not going to be going to the Vons East on Hump Day. But anyway, they had a few things on sale. I'll probably stop there on my way back to the villa on Sunday. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty. Casey, y'all, you know, I've been given permission by Holly and Casey. Y'all, by the way, they posted a picture of their crema trees on the, I think it was on the Blue Butterfly. Casey says, oh, I'm trying to get just the perfect angle for your annual picture of the crema tree. And I said, I look forward to it every year. Every year, but y'all, they had sent me a gift at back before Gay Crema, and y'all, it's all wrapped up beautifully. It's got a nice red fabric, red bow on it, and the beautiful paper and everything. And y'all, I'm just gonna open it up right now, and we're just gonna see what we got here. And y'all, I'll put a picture of it up on the BFO at noon. On Wednesday, on Hump Day, so you can see where, oh,
Big Fatty, look,
y'all, y'all, it's one of my Poke the Bear, bears, and y'all, it is the Piggy Bear,
Big Fatty, that's appropriate for you,
and y'all, it is the sexy hairy man, and y'all, he's wearing a, he's wearing his boots and a pink union suit that's halfway buttoned up, and on the hood of the union suit, it's got little piggy ears.
Big Fatty, does it have a little corkscrew tail?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna open up and see. Let's just see what we got here.
Big Fatty, he's cute as he can be.
He is cute as he can be. Let's just see here now. Oh, I've got to take it out of the cellophane. You know, they come in the cellophane. There is no corkscrew tail. However, he's quite perky in the ham hock area.
Big Fatty, you ain't right.
No, I'm not right, but.
Casey and Holly, thank you so much for that. Big Fatty's kind of
gifted in the front too. Well, you know, there is some VPL.
Big Fatty, you'll have to explain that one to Mrs. La 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 Lauren.
Anyway, it's, I'm sure she's married. She knows what VPL is.
Big Fatty.
Casey and Holly, thank you so much for that. That is just as cute as it can be.
Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Okay, here's the review you've all been waiting for, the review of Big Fatty's balls, I mean sausage balls. This is Lala, by the way. So I made Big Fatty's sausage balls, only I tweaked the recipe because, you know, for health. So I used, here, I don't know if you need a recipe intro song, I'll pause.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Okay. So what I did was I used 1 pound of the ground chicken, and I used 1 pound of the ground spicy sausage. And I ran out of Bisquick, didn't have it. So I used flour and like baking powder, I think, to kind of make up for it. And I didn't have shredded cheese. So I just left that out. So basically made meatballs. I added an egg to help with the binding, and I added Worcestershire sister sauce, of course. And of course, like a little bit of salt. The sausage was already kind of salty, of course. And maybe some onion powder. Anyway, I rolled them up into balls and froze them just like that. I didn't cook them. I just froze them and been eating on them. You know, every other day or so, breakfast, lunch, very easy. Throw it in the toaster oven, on the oven setting, 375, 8 minutes, and then I flip them and do like 4 or 5 minutes more. I don't make my balls very big. They're not big like Big Fatty's balls. They're much smaller than his. I've seen them. So yeah, there you go. That's your recipe. And I like it. You know, it's not... it's not the same as it was with the two, you know, like the mild sausage and the hot sausage. You know, it's a chicken. It's a little lighter flavor, lighter balls, if you will. They're good. I like them. My, you know, husband likes my balls in his mouth. Yeah. So there's your review. I know it took me forever. I've been busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
So there you have it. Hope you're doing well. It's cold here in Chicago. It's what it's like in my house right now. In my house, it's 67 degrees, which isn't crazy. Outside, it's like 40s, 50s. So, you know, we're in a camisole right now. Got a camisole on and the fuzzy socks. And when you're older, November, here comes Thanksgiving, Spanksgiving, if you will. And yeah, that's it. So there's your update. Love ya. Bye.
How do I
turn it off?
Oh, bye. Y'all, that of course is Misery's la 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 Lauren, and Misery's Lauren. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I don't think she could have changed the sausage ball recipe anymore. She put half the amount of sausage. She put a healthy meat product in there. Left out the cheese, didn't have the Bisquick. She did have the Worcestershire sauce, which, y'all, I always thought the old gal said Worcestershire, but I like Worcestershire sauce better. But Misery, and y'all, by the way, Misery's La 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 Lauren is not cold now because she and her husband are now down in the Flowrider. Big Fatty, where are they going? Well, I'm not quite sure where. Oh, dear gussy, I'm not quite sure where their final destination would be. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks from today is New Year's Eve. Y'all, the time just gets away from you. Yes, Big Fatty, and, y'all, speaking of time getting away from you, y'all, you know, over there in the future, this is arriving late to wish old Scotty a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, did you forget to do the birthday? I did. Scotty, I'm sorry. Happy exiting, Big Fatty. Now what?
Well, excuse me. I don't listen to podcasts that are about Big Fatty.
Well, that's... I don't blame you because he forgot to mention your celebration. Poor Brad.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.